We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you missed it yesterday, Raven went on a rant because his wife won't let him have ice cream anymore.
You know, here's the thing. She keeps making these decisions for me, Anna, and she makes them without me being involved. So her latest decision, again, is that I no longer can have ice cream. Instead, when I want something sweet, a sweet treat, I can have a flavored yogurt.
Yeah, Chobani yogurt.
Yeah, cookies and cream. That's not ice cream.
Raven thinks that if we get her on the phone that we can change her mind. Alicia.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm all right.
I've shared with everyone what you've done to me with ice cream and yogurt and the sadness that it's brought to my life.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't tell you, babe, but in all seriousness, on Friday when we worked so hard where we ran errands and then we cleaned the house together and we were running late and we had so many things to do, I thought for sure at some point you were going to be like, babe, I've got a surprise for you, and you were going to pull us out ice cream, or you were going to suggest we go for ice cream. And instead, it just never happened. And now I know what it is to feel like when somebody lets you down.
You left your ice cream at work. That's your fault.
No. It's not ice cream. And I've explained this to Anna. A Chobani cookies and cream yogurt is not an ice cream.
Right.
If you put it in the freezer for a little while, it might be.
Oh, Alicia, Raven has been very, very upset about this whole ice cream situation since you've taken away everything that brings him joy, according to Raven. That was an exact quote. So what can he do to be able to have ice cream back again?
Yeah.
He can have ice cream once in a while, Anna. He's so dramatic. This is for a random weeknight, you know, because cheat days are usually on the weekend. This is like a Tuesday when he wants ice cream. You get cookies and cream, zero yogurt. Like, that's what you have during the week. He is not deprived. He had two sausage grinders at the Italian feast on Sunday. So He's a liar.
I mean, I had to be there. It's like required that you go. I also ate a cannoli.
Yep.
I mean, that's part, and I had stuffed bread the next day for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the feast, you have to feast.
Okay.
Jesus said so.
We were thinking that maybe we can make this a negotiation where if he completes a task around the house, I know Memorial Day's coming up this weekend or something big that you want done, then he could have at least 1 week of unlimited Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
I mean, it should be noted that I am in the process of painting our deck right now, which is massive, and also have to open the pool in what I believe is going to be the pouring rain. Would that be enough, babe, for me to have some ice cream? Because yesterday I went to bed exhausted. No ice cream for me.
Jordan is getting married. He's selected a date. I have a mother of the groom dress to wear, and he has a tux to wear. So, no, you're not having ice cream every day.
That's like 16 months away. I can have ice cream.
You need the time. Nope. You need the time. Keep eating all those sausage grinders. You need the time, clearly.
This is the saddest phone call ever.
Just eat.
Get on the treadmill.
Right, get on the treadmill.
And then have ice cream in one hand, and what? My hand on the pulse thing on the other?
This is what I deal with. I'm working right now. I gotta go.
Did she just hang up on us? I think she hung up on us.
I mean, this is what my marriage feels like.
But I have an idea. I have an idea that I think she's gonna entertain because it'll be fair for both of you. Get her back on the line. I have an idea. Okay, so if you missed it, Raven has been upset because his wife, Alicia, refuses to let him have real ice cream anymore.
I mean, it was hot on Friday, and I worked in the yard all day, and then I helped clean the house, and then I was like, she's going to surprise me with ice cream, and nope.
Instead, she has put Chobani yogurts in his fridge and said, this is what you must eat now when you want something sweet.
I have one that is flavored like a caramel pie. And then another one that's cookies and cream. By the way, I have regular yogurt for every single day, too. But she says, because those are flavored ones, those are special ones.
Yeah.
That's my new ice cream.
I mean, you did
that's
lose
what she says.
12 pounds.
Yeah, I lost that before she did this.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that on my own.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, but she says, no, you can't do it. But I have an idea that there's no way she can say no to prove that you deserve to have some ice cream. And it's fair. It's 100% fair. All right. Get her back on the phone. It's coming up next. If you missed it, Raven is very upset because his wife will no longer let him have ice cream because she's trying to get him healthy and he's lost 12 pounds.
I lobby, I complain, I cry, it gets me nowhere.
Now, if you missed it a few minutes ago, Alicia was on with us and she said that she's not changing her mind, you can't have ice cream. But Raven, you've been working really hard at the house getting it ready for the Memorial Day party this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We got her back on the line. Alicia.
Hello.
Hi, it's me. I have an idea.
What's that?
Okay, so you know how you just said that Raven can't have ice cream ever again because he has to get healthy and skinny in time for the wedding?
Rest of my life, just a painful existence.
I didn't say never again, but yes.
After the wedding.
I mean, the wedding is so far away.
Okay, so here's what I came up with, and maybe this can sway you. You know how he's been working so hard at painting the deck and getting it ready for Memorial Day this weekend?
Yeah.
That wasn't convincing, Raven.
Yeah. We're going to have two of the neighbors come over and decide whether or not I've done an ample enough job with the deck painting that I can earn myself a pint of ice cream.
And if these two people come and they decide that the deck has been done properly and looks good, then you have to give in and let him eat ice cream.
Here's the best part, babe. You get to choose a representative and I get to choose a representative. But they both have to be our neighbors because they obviously have to come over and look at the deck.
Oh, okay. I never said you couldn't have ice cream ever again.
Sounded like no to me. I mean, it felt like no. I can tell you in my heart how it felt.
I mean, Alicia, you told him to freeze Chobani ice cream.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, this is great.
Right. I did.
Yeah. So I elect Mark. I'm going to have Mark come over and look at the deck, and he's going to decide whether or not I've done a great job.
Alicia, do you think Mark is a good representative?
No, because Mark is a man's man, and he'll just take his side.
Okay.
But his wife... A girly girl.
Okay, but why does it have to be Mark and Trisha?
Because they're the only neighbors that are close by. And, you know, they're some of the neighbors that we like the most, if I can be honest.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess I elect Trisha because, I mean, you left me no other option.
I mean, she'll give you an honest opinion.
You got to tell her. You got to tell her to be honest. That's the thing. You can't just... They have to be honest on the work that you've done. Because, Alicia, when you describe the work Raven's done, it seems questionable. When he talks about it at length with me for hours upon hours every day, I imagine him out there sweating by himself with his knees bleeding as he carefully strokes the deck for it to be perfect for your happiness on Memorial Day.
I mean, that's not really an embellishment. That's...
You know. I love this. No, I laugh about it. I mean, he's painting some of the deck. He's not painting the whole deck. And I laugh about it because the first time the deck was painted, Anna, I did it by myself.
Nobody's here to talk about you and what you've done. Nobody's here to talk about you and what you've done. We're here to talk about my ice cream and whether or not I'm going to get some.
He told me he painted the whole deck.
And if they both say yes, okay,
Anna,
then that means...
some of the deck the same color that it already was. Sue,
again, you're making this about you and your own personal feelings, okay?
This
is a 30x20 deck, and I have 2 days to paint the entire floor, two coats. It's a big undertaking. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you agree, Alicia, that tomorrow at this time, when the neighbors get there, if they say he deserves the ice cream, he can have the ice cream.
Listen, he can be...
Yes or no, lady?
He can have the ice cream.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Do what you want. It's your waistline, not mine.
Okay, we're still bringing the neighbors over, and we're going to do this. And if the neighbors say that he can't have ice cream, which he might, they might look at it and be like, this looks like junk, then you know what, Raven? You can never have ice cream again.
Well, I didn't agree to that part, but okay.